let's go ahead and get started. There's a quorum here, and we might as well get through things. I don't know if others will join us as time moves on, but I got, as I'm sure you all have other things to do later today, so let's get on with it. If you guys don't mind, then I'll offer a prayer to get us started. Our kind and gracious Father in heaven, we thank thee for the opportunity we have to meet together and discuss the matters of Deer Springs Ranch. We pray that thou will guide us and help us to make wise decisions that will help us all to enjoy our experience there and to provide safety for those that work and play there and enjoy it. We pray for those that the membership, that they will feel that this is a place of safety and enjoyment. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Mariah, you've got the written agenda in front of you, so I'm just going to kind of let you tell us what's next. I'm sure meeting minutes is for introductions, I guess, is not completely necessary because we can see everybody.
Yep. Vance is hiding.
Yeah.
Yep. Vance is with us too, but everybody else I think we've got, so that makes that easy.
Okay. I have had a chance to review the meeting minutes from the last meeting. I don't have any changes. It's pretty straightforward. Anybody have any discussion or questions or changes on the meeting minutes? If not, then I'll ask for a motion to approve the meeting minutes.
A motion to approve minutes for March's meeting.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second. I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Or let's just say who's opposed? Any opposed? Looks like that passes unanimously. All right. What's next?
Next is the treasurer report.
Okay. Well, we got $123,976 in the checking. We got $59,046 in savings. And then the other savings is $4,200. Other than that, we're only at 83%. So we're going to have to cut back in some areas to make the budget balance out at the end of the year because we're going to be a little bit short on getting our collections for some of our lots. We're a little bit behind now, more than normal. Other than that, we'll have to get the rest of the budget stuff from Mariah.
Well, before we go to Mariah, I think as an overall thought this year, that as far as cutting back, I would ask each member of the board in their particular area to look at and see what they might be able to do to cut back or to, I mean, we're basically 20% short. So if everybody looks at their budget and figures out what they could cut that's 15 or 20% of that, then that would be helpful. I would recommend as we go through the discussion that projects like the Half Moon Reservoir, although it's helpful and would be great to do it, this is probably not the year to do it given where we're at financially. So any other areas that you guys can think of that we might be able to forego a project and make ends meet, at least in the beginning of the year. Later in the year we may be surprised with what we're able to collect and then we can add those projects back in, but in the springtime I just think we're going to be super short.
Okay, now this is Joe. I had Mariah's called the insurance company, our insurance company for the ranch. Since we're cutting back on reservations and cutting back on the equipment, we're going to see if they'll let us have a credit like they're offering for people like us. My insurance company here in Vegas automatically gave us a credit since we're sheltering at home. That maybe we can get a credit from our insurance up at the ranch, so we'll see what happens.
Definitely worth checking into. Thanks, Joe. Anyone else in their areas of the biggest areas of the budget are roads, and we have a pretty good chunk of budget for livestock, and then water. Cabins, I think we might need to hold off or minimize what we're going to do as far as renovations this year. But again, by the fall when the money comes in from cattle and wildlife, then we may be able to add a few things back in. But for right now, I think we need to be very careful on what we spend money on.
Would it be helpful for me to show you the chart that I prepared again that kind of shows what I felt like that looking at the budgets were priority and taking a look there? We've already talked about Half Moon Well and then the insurance credit. That'd be a good.
Yep, sure.
Okay. Let me share that then again. Okay, so this chart demonstrates, and I can make it bigger or smaller. I'm not sure what it looks like to you guys. But this chart demonstrates on the far left two columns the fixed expenses that I felt like, based on the cabins being open, that in total, by the time we get to the second page, show what we might need to consider as fixed expenses for the ranch. And then the semi-variable and variable. So maybe it's just a reference to your conversation.
Anybody else have any other ideas of where we might cut back just in the beginning of the year until we see how things go and whether we get caught up?
Joe?
Go ahead, everybody.
I would suggest, as far as the road goes, we cut back on putting the blade down as much as possible and only do major repairs if there's a washout. We should be able to cut that road grading down, hopefully in half.
Good idea. I think, and again, we can kind of see how the year goes, and we may not have to. We may be able to do more later in the year than what we are, but I think we need to minimize what we're doing. Vance, did you have something else?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in, but if board members get you finish first, and then just don't forget to. I have something to say, but I'm going to let you guys get priority. So if everybody's done, I'll speak now. If not, I'll wait till you're done.
I think everybody's done. So go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a two-person business. I've been that way for 30 years now. This should be really, really simple for you guys. So we're at 83% this year of collection. If we get to 85, we will be lucky. Everybody is not working right now. We don't know how long they're not going to be working. They are not going to make paying us a priority if they haven't paid us already. Next year is going to be worse. This is just the beginning of kind of a mess for a good while. We need to, there are things that we have to pay. Taxes, insurance, Mariah knows. You guys know, some of you have other things. Anything that we don't have to do, we need to keep the water system in compliance. That's another one. But there's this very short list of things we have to do, and everything else is optional, and we should sit on our money because we are not going to collect anything like we did at this point next year. We will be way back. It's just a prudent business thing to do. Not going to be popular. I understand that. But you guys, it's simple. You don't look at what you can cut so much as what we can afford, what we need to afford that we can't get out of. Taxes, like I said, other things. We need to sit on that money. We do emergency road repairs. We do emergency water system repairs. Cabins, not so much. Anything like that. Half Moon, you already covered. Good for you for figuring out that was optional.
If people want to Brad Ranch, fish ponds stocking.
I mean, everything. Anything that isn't an emergency or critical or required by law, or you know what I'm getting at here. We are not going to collect any more money from the members this year. Simple as that. You know, if we get to 85, we'll be doing good. So keep that in mind. This is what all of us small business types, this is what we're having to do right now. And, you know, some of us are doing it better. Some of us are tearing our hair off. Some of us are wondering when we're going to fall off a cliff. So, keep this all in mind, you know. Cutting back, that's good. Talk about cutting back, but I think it might be easier and it'll be a less of a discussion to assume, to make a list of what we have to do and assume the rest of it we don't. And that's it. That's me for now. I'll be happy to, you know, throw in some other stuff at various times, but that's my feeling. Go ahead, I'm done, everybody. I'm going to put myself on mute temporarily, and you all talk it through.
Brian, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few things for you. And along the lines of what Vance just brought up, what we put together a proposal where we need to take our spending practices and shift them forward, in that we need to be building budgets on money that we have in the bank instead of revenue that we're hoping that we have in the future, so we don't run into this kind of a problem. It would be a lot more effective if we can write a budget and have somebody, as Mariah put it, have a preloaded account ready to have that money to spend and available, instead of having to go through all of this. And in lieu of what Vance just said, he's absolutely right. Next year is going to be tougher because it's just going to get more difficult, because now restarting the engine, and with an unsure future, people are going to be stopping, starting, hesitating. People aren't going to know, and we need to, this is an opportunity for us to reset and put ourselves in a more positive position. I think we should just take all spending and stop it, and except for the absolute essential spending that we need to do for, as Vance said, the legal things. Road grading. If I'm not going to be as busy cleaning cabins, then I can certainly take up road grading, and I can cut out some expense on that and ditch in time and work on that. I think a lot more volunteer time needs to be done on all of our parts, and we need to really, if we can't eliminate our budgets, we need to really take a serious look at what we absolutely have to have. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, okay. And I think we're all in agreement that we need to put a higher priority on those things that have to be spent, and otherwise, then let's not. I mean, in the most practical way to do that is that no money is spent without discussion and approval of the board.
Absolutely. I can put cabin six off. I can put the blacksmith shop off. The comfort stop, I'm just waiting for a non-windy day to put the steel on it. That didn't cost us a dime. It was just all reused materials and trees. So, but there's other things that I can do, and a lot of the structural stuff on the cabins, like 6, 7, and 8, I can do without spending any money. All I'm doing is securing them better to their foundations. And there is a lot of stuff that can still be done here without spending money everywhere we go.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to make a suggestion. Cabin 3, you know, by the time we buy all the mattresses, and if we may have to buy a refrigerator, we're looking at $5,000 just to open cabin 3. Maybe we ought to just stay with 1, 2, and 4, and down below 7, 8, and the garden cabin, and leave the rest of them, because we don't have enough refrigerators to open the other ones until we find out from our tank.
We're still waiting on Dustin Riddle.
Yeah, we have to wait for Garcane to make a decision on the pressure and see if that fixes the refrigerators. Otherwise, we don't have enough to open the cabins.
Okay, so I guess the definitive thing that I'm trying to get across is we need to take our spending this year, knock it out, save the money we have, bank it into next year, and base our budget next year on the money that we have reserved for actual revenue from this year. And it's a 3-year process, I think, that we can get it accomplished. It's going to require some sacrifices, but it's not just this year and next year, but 3 years we have to cut back, and we can borrow out of our savings to supplement what we need to do, because our savings really isn't savings, because we're operating at a deficit. So when we put money in the savings account and then we overdraw the budget, we're not really saving money. So that right. money would be the money that we can use to allocate and to support the budget. And then once we have everything shifted forward, then we can start building our savings account on solid foundation.
So let me propose this. I think that we limit the what we spend money on between now and the next meeting to those things that are approved by the board. Meaning, if you want to spend money, then we need to have a phone conversation or email exchange so that we're all on board. And then next meeting, let's all come with suggestions on all those things in our individual areas that we don't have to spend this year, and we'll reevaluate the budget in the next meeting. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else on finances that, Mariah, you have to add?
No, I think the only other thing is the opening of cabins. Have we made a definitive decision? I'm sorry, I was on the phone for a minute with John. Have we made a definitive decision on if cabins will be opened or not and when they will be closed until?
I think we decided, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we decided to keep the reservation that you have for Memorial Day week, not allow any other reservations for May, and then evaluate beginning June 1st, then we'll have the cabins open and we'll reevaluate whether we have a week in between or how we handle reservations through the summer in our next meeting.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. I think your office report's next.
That pretty much covers my office report, so we're good there.
Good. All right, what's next on the agenda?
Next is Kurt Jacobson's property management report.
All right, Kurt, take it away.
Okay, so the porch is just waiting to get tin on it in the front of the cabin. The garden, Jeff Collins rototilled the whole garden, and his wife spread manure, which she does a lot of. And so the garden is pretty well set. The trees, I just got the grow tubes for the trees and for a lot of stuff that I planted, and that'll just it just helps encourage good growth. We'll put those on them here in the next few days. Went up to cabin 1, 2, and 3 the other day, and then a few days before that I went with the Collins and we looked at 2 and 3. And so there is a lot of work to do in those cabins. One thing for sure, in the fall we're going to make sure we put the barbecues indoors so they're not blowing everywhere. And that's about it. I mean, Brent keeps you pretty well appraised on the backhoe. We got the skid steer lubed up. We took it with the bucket and scooped up a load of manure, and Brent went to dump it over the fence. The whole bucket come off. The pins were not greased up, and they just kind of stuck. So that was pretty comical.
What does the weather look like up there as far as grading roads and other things? How much snow is there for those of us that haven't been up there?
Grading roads is probably, the timing is perfect. I'm going to call Ed Banks today and pin him down to a day next week where he can come out. We can go through that. He ran that grader for a couple of years. And get it going and get me squared away with it. And then I'll just start in on grading, you know, a day or two a week and start getting that knocked out, and certainly open to suggestions from Larry if you're around or whatever. We can put a game plan together.
Larry's busy
doing somebody's foundation.
So. Somebody mentioned in one of the emails back and forth that one of our members did something about grading or doing something at the end of the landing.
Yeah, that was Mike Duvall. And I guess when Larry pulled out his equipment, the road, it was muddy. And so he just went in there with his tractor and leveled everything out.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I just wasn't sure what was going on at the end of the...
Yeah, he was just helping out.
He has a little drag that he pulls around and stirs up the gravel.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a six-pack of beer on the handlebars, and he was happy.
That's good.
I don't know that.
All right. Anything else from you, Kurt? Anything that we can do to help?
You know, it's just stuff that you know, the budgets, I think, you know, if we can shift that, when we're, and it's just, I know I keep sounding like a broken record, but when we're spending money, we got to think about the follow through of spending money and the whole process. We need to run things on spreadsheets. We need to run, you know, like, any project that I'm doing, I already have it broken down on a spreadsheet, and I have a budget for it, and I know what it's going to cost me. And then I have my actual, I fill in as I go, and I keep track of that. And then I stay within the budget. But some of the stuff we need to, like the cabins, and I talked to Mariah about this, we need to put them on a spreadsheet, and that's what we're going to be working on this year. Putting them on a spreadsheet so we know exactly how many dollars it's costing us to maintain the cabins to how much revenue we're bringing in. And, you know, hopefully we're bringing in enough revenue to do some of the improvements and maintenance on the cabins. But, you know, my guess is we're probably spending more on the cabins than we're bringing in, but we'll have finalized numbers on that by the end of the year. Looking at cabin and trades, when we're talking about trades, we need to include those trades in the cost of what we're doing because that has value. The Collins did a lot of work up in cabin 3, and it was good work, and we traded them for $3,500 worth of gravel, which is all good. But we need to make sure that we have these things in the accounting. If we look at cabin 7, we spent $9,375 on that cabin plus $1,869 plus $375 plus $2,300. We're pretty high up around the $14,000 range. And then the cabin nights that were traded come to $7,295, which puts us well over $20,000 on the remodel of cabin 7. And we need to have that information available to us so we can make decisions on what we're doing on the next cabin. Now, I'm hoping when the time comes to do cabin 6, to certainly not do a 7. I don't have as much structural to do that we had in 3, but I'm hoping to land somewhere in between where we save money, and I'm asking people to volunteer for the sake of volunteering, and I'll be glad to cook a barbecue for volunteers and make it a good experience for everybody. But that's we need to really focus on managing our projects and know what they're costing us, and everything's got to be run like a business. We bring in $12,000 on the cattle lease. We budget them $11,300. Where's the profit in that? And then all the cabin night trades, and I'm not saying that we have a deficit. I'm saying is that we need to run these things like a business, each individually, so we know if we're making or not making money on them.
Agreed.
So, and all right, Ryan, do that.
We appreciate anything you can do to get it nailed down as far as the details on a spreadsheet so that we can track it from year to year. We know whether we're making progress or whether we're losing ground. So,
well, and then, you know, also, you know, Joe might ask 3 years ago, so what did we do in cabin 3? What did this cost? We can go right to the spreadsheet, and we have the vendor, the expenses, every single detail listed on that. It gives us better information to fall back on for the future.
Good deal. All right, what's next, Mariah?
Next is the agricultural plan by Brad. Now, I have another call-in user, so let me just add them really quick in case this happens to be Brad. And if anyone can hear us that's joined in, I have two individuals who've joined in. If you'd let me know of your name, I just have a phone number and call-in user. If you'd let me know who's on, please.
I see Dale.
You'll need to unmute yourself in order to do that.
Google it.
No response.
They may have the same problem, Larry. I don't. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, moving on would be the next one.
Problems Larry has.
The next one was the agricultural plan by Brad Hunt. Following that was an update on the winter cabin use guidelines by Kathy Pierce, which I do have a brief presentation she asked me to share on that.
Let's go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Kathy, well, actually, Kurt and I had made some conversations about this, and Kathy joined in with us. And so together, the three of us went through and just identified what we felt like were some good guidelines for the winter reservations. Mainly it boils back down to that the property manager and the office manager need to be in communication with each other and will make decisions based primarily on the property manager's take on the road travel and safety of the people coming out. And then we'll work together to make sure that the member has enough time to make a decision so that they can cancel or reschedule. Of course, we're going to keep using the current rules and regulations. It doesn't seem like we need to stray too far from that. And Kurt, jump in anytime if I'm missing something.
No, I think you're fine.
Yeah, we didn't feel like we needed to move away and create its own sets of rules and regulations at this point. Everything pretty much remains the same. And primarily communication will go through the property manager and he'll make most of those decisions. So that's a brief summary. I have a written guideline, which I didn't take the time to put on my computer yet, but I will send that out to the board just to review. Again, I think it just reemphasizes that the property manager and I will work together to determine if it's safe for members to come out during the winter. And of course, keep them informed so that if they do make a payment, they have enough time to receive their deposit back should we need to cancel.
I think the key is you guys that are on the ground, specifically Kurt, you're the only ones in a position to determine whether a visit to the cabin is convenient, whether it works, whether the roads are in a good enough condition, or whether they're going to cause extra damage or anything like that. So I think that flexibility during the winter months of having you to be able to decide whether it makes sense to allow a cabin reservation or not. That's the best way to go. So I completely support that. Looks like Mariah got called away for a second. So.
Oh, there she is. I have one more quick thing. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I do have something that new members and old members that, you know, when I'm doing the new kiosk and I got a little corner of the store planned out where this is kind of on the Cumberland building idea, but it's more on paper than physically, where we can let members know that you have a Jeff Tina Collins here that are for hire, or you have a Kurt Jacobson if you want a Juniper deck. You know, the resources that are available to the ranch members from fellow ranch members.
So you're anticipating putting that together on a job board or on an
exactly
some type of a kiosk or something.
Yeah, I mean Larry, you know, you need groundwork done, call Larry, give him a year and a half notice.
That's about it.
But, yeah, I think it's good to let people know what services are available. I want to point out there's a distinction between what you're proposing as far as identifying real estate agents, for example, that have have lots listed or want or are interested in listing and selling lots out there. And what we had discussed a little bit with Kathy, and that is taking in physical space to be able to put up models and those kind of things. Now, Kathy's not here to defend
all that.
Kathy's not here to defend herself and has withdrawn her proposal, and I think it's worth discussing, but those are two different things, and they need to be handled differently. I'm fully in support of having a job board or something else to show what services are available from members to members or non-members to members out there so that people have somebody to call whenever they need a septic system installed or whenever they want a tree swing installed. So
exactly, you know, and you know, like I said before, Brent is a walking kiosk of information, and you know that he knows so much about the water and the ranch, and he totally turned my vision around on my lot where I'm feeling comfortable moving forward with it now. Where, you know, before I was worried about digging a well and I got this ravine in the middle, and now I'm just going to put a culvert down and unite both sides of my property. So, you know, it's with his information that I'm able to feel better about, you know, moving forward.
Good.
So this is the kind of stuff that, you know, unless it's casually mentioned to somebody, oh, by the way, this something or this or so and so. And, you know, with a job board, you get an unbiased source of information.
Right. I agree. All right, Mariah, what else, what do you have next on your agenda?
I'm sorry.
Next would be just a brief report by each area of responsibility.
Well, I'll start off. We've looked at Vance and Brent have participated in helping, and also I've talked to my dad a little bit about ways that we can move forward and save money on the Half Moon project, but I think we need to put that on hold given our financial situation right now until later, so we won't discuss that. I do think that for very little money we can install the water delivery system or the water hauling station, and I think Brent's working on numbers to extend the line, and I just think we need to, that's really a necessity for people, especially as we have more people up there that will need to haul water. We need to have that installed, and so even though we're tight on budget stuff, that is something I think we do need to spend money on and get it done. Who do you have next on there?
Next is Kurt. And then Kathy, who's not here, then Joe. John, I believe, is on. John, can you talk now?
Yeah, okay. I've been listening for a long time, but I haven't been able to get in. Am I going in now?
Yep, we can hear you good now. There's another caller on. I'm going to unmute just in case they're having the same trouble John did. I just unmuted you, another caller. I don't know who you are. Could you try visiting with us for just a minute?
This is Brent. Do you copy?
Oh, copy that, Brent.
I didn't hear you guys at first. There was some kind of interference, but I'm here and I'm listening.
Okay. Are you able to mute and unmute yourself, and would you prefer to be left off of mute?
I'm going to mute, and then I'm going to say something. If you can't hear me, I'm muted.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Looks like it worked.
All right. John, do you want to go ahead and tell us whatever you have as far as reporting in your area and what your thoughts are on cutting down budgets to match what we've been able to collect?
Okay, yeah. I don't know what the roads look like right now because I should be up there sometime next week. So I don't know what things look like up there. I had some reports that I can get in. You know, Brent has told me that. Now I have some gravel that's paid for already to be screened, and I had plans of screening some more. I'd even talked to Alan Steed, but now in light of what I've been understanding about what's going on here with the budget and we're not collecting as much money, I guess I need to figure out how much I can give back. I just need to take a look, though, and see what needs to be done before I know what I can commit to give give back. I just don't know what kind of damage has been done, if any, up there.
Roads are actually in pretty good shape, John.
They're in pretty good shape. Well, then, you know, I've managed, had a pretty good budget this year. I said had. That's looks like it's past tense now. So I'm glad to hear they're in good shape. Apparently, we didn't have that hard a winter up there.
No, it wasn't very hard. Most of the stuff was just from people who thought they'd get a jump on the season and bring their trailers up in the middle of January.
Yeah, I heard about some of that, and I was hoping that they wouldn't do that. I know they could get up to about a little past Broad Hollow, but then after that, when they started going up, it would just tear things up. But so they didn't tear up too much, Larry?
It initially looked worse than it is now just by driving. I mean, a lot of the ruts have been kind of driven and ironed out, but it still needs some tune-up. But we've already talked. I don't know if you were on when we talked a little bit. Kurt may start doing some grading, and Frank and I'll continue to do a little bit.
Well, I heard the part where Kurt said that he was going to learn a little bit about using the grader and what have you. See, I had talked to Alan Steed because I knew that he was supposed to be coming up there and do some work for Phil. But that's none of that's going to happen now because I guess Alan had to set that rental back in, and doesn't sound like we can afford to do Half Moon anyway this year. So if I have any, if you can't do any, I planned on trying to hire you as much as I could this year. And, but I don't know, you know, how much time you're going to have. I thought, I could talk to Norris Church, but I guess I'm just going to have to see what, when I get up there, what we can do. Or what needs to be done. And get a little grading and a little. I have a. When are you going to have a chance on that 1,000 yards?
I'm planning to move the track back up there this next week.
Okay. All righty. Well, maybe we won't have to deal with any more screening then for this year. So.
On that, I don't know when we were talking about the budget stuff, I'm not sure if you had already gotten on, but basically the decision has been to more or less only do emergency spending until we figure out what we got going on money-wise. So I think we're all kind of on hold.
I didn't hear that. I got in late, a couple of things. I had one number wrong, and I couldn't get in, but I had my Arizona-Utah time screwed up here this morning, and so I thought I had another half an hour.
I don't know if Mariah, do you write down, do you know what was the verbiage or whatever? Maybe you can review that real quick with John, what was said on budget because of our shortfall.
Yeah, it was just decided that we would have a freeze on spending other than essentials. So essentials essentially meaning those fixed bylaw expenses that we need to pay. And then any other money that would be spent would need to be approved by the entire board, either by phone or by email.
Okay, I understand. No problem. So if I see something that's got to be done before I proceed, I just have to get approval.
Yep, that's what we're looking at for at least until our next meeting, when we can get a little bit better feel for where things are at and what we can do. But the idea is to lean more towards, as Kurt suggested, saving money and working out of money that we already have rather than on money that we're hoping to get. So.
Yeah.
Anything else, John, before we turn the time over
to
Joe?
No. I don't have anything else. I won't have anything until I actually can see what needs to be done anyway.
When do you plan to come to the ranch, John?
This next week I should be there sometime by Friday.
Okay.
All right, Joe, do you want to talk about your areas a little bit?
I don't have anything new other than just to remind everybody that the turbo on the backhoe is down, so the backhoe can't be used until we get a new turbo. So we're kind of in between places on that. Other than that, everything's the same.
Do we know what the new turbo might cost? Maybe Brent has an idea if he's still on.
No, we're getting the information to Don Ray, the serial numbers and model numbers, and he's going to call it in and let us know, and if we do have to get one, Don Ray says he can have it shipped to Cedar City, and we can take the old one in for a court charge there, but we don't know the price yet, no.
Okay. All right, well, that definitely is an essential expense. We can't do much with the backhoe unless it's running, and we don't want to damage it further, so no question that needs to be done.
That's all I got.
All right. Larry, I think you're it.
I don't have anything new or different other than maybe some feedback from everybody on whether we just don't stock fish this year. That was, especially if people aren't coming to stay or using cabins, that's not an essential expenditure.
How much do we normally spend, and has anybody fished it lately to know whether there's anything left from last year?
I can go up there and do some fishing tomorrow sometime or later on today and see what I was thinking about doing it anyhow.
What do we normally spend, Larry?
2,100, 2,200?
20. I budgeted 23 just to be safe, yeah.
When the problem is don't we normally have to get the shipment pretty early in the season if we're going to get one?
Usually we stock May 1st, but it's been a little difficult to get a hold of them. They keep, I don't know if they're buying and selling back and forth between two individuals. One guy took it over and then it turned back over to the other guy. So they've been kind of hard to communicate with. They've always, for the past several years, been good on producing and delivering fish when I needed or called, but the communication is very poor. I have communicated with them three times just saying, we're still planning. This was a month or so ago and have had no response. So usually they just kind of wait until I say, hey, we're ready for fish. And so before I called them, I wanted to know whether that's something, do I tell them we're on hold? Do I tell them we're looking forward to delivery?
What do you guys think? I think given where we're at, if we can skate by this year, then I would probably prefer to not order fish this year or order a reduced amount. But I'm not a fisherman, so I don't know how much. Well, we may or may not upset members if they're down there fishing and there's nothing on the line.
I did see fish in the pond. Oh, it's been, I guess, about 3 weeks ago. I went up there and the wind had blown. Does anybody know who owns the canoe that's been at pond number 3, the lower pond?
I thought it was Dave Turley's.
I had a suspicion that it was Dave's, but it's been there on the bank for a few years, and the wind had blown it out into the pond, and it sunk. It had trapped just maybe a quart of air in the nose of the canoe, and that's all that was sticking out of the water. And so I went out and had a little wooden raft and paddled out and rescued the canoe. But while I was doing that, I did see a few fish. So whether, I mean, I honestly have never fished in the ponds at Deer Springs Ranch. You fish in Alaska, you don't fish anywhere else.
Well, I think with everything else, let's put that on hold as well. I mean, if they call you, then email everybody and let us know if they're asking you about it. But if you don't hear from them, then don't call them at least until our next meeting. We'll have a further discussion then.
Yeah.
Harry, can we add a note? This is Dale.
Yeah.
Pat and I will pay for a shipment of fish this spring so the members can have something to look forward to. But we'll work with Larry on the expense of the fish.
Perfect. That would be awesome. That would be definitely help out given where we're at and what we're trying to do with assessments being down or collection of assessments being down. So
while we're on that subject, I have a 9-foot pontoon boat that I used for fly fishing, and I don't use it anymore, and I was going to take it out to the ponds. Is there any problem with that?
Is it something that could be easily damaged?
I don't care if it's damaged. It's pretty hardy. It's a inflatable. It's been inflated for 5 years and not lost air. So.
But could it be a liability?
But you know, as far as a liability to anybody, I you know, is there a problem for us putting stuff out there?
What I would prefer you do is on your information board put that there's a pontoon boat available so that people, if they're of sound mind, can. What I'm worried about is if it's just sitting out there and you have some 10-year-old kid, they may end up out there that you don't want. However, if you have it at the ranch house or your headquarters, and parents ask, hey, can we use that? We know that it's there. Can we use that? Then it's on them, not on you. So that would be my preference, would be to keep it still, not just take it to put it on the edge, but to have it available if anybody wants to, and let people know that it's available or that it's there if they want to try it out.
Okay.
Well, with that being said, should the other one be removed from the pond?
Canoe's a little different. I would prefer that it be kept somewhere and tell people it's available, but not have it there for either somebody just coming along to get out there that really shouldn't be. I don't know. I mean, that's just my thoughts.
You're an attorney.
I'll get a hold of Dave and find out for sure if it is his and figure out what to do with it.
Okay. Anything else on our agenda, Mariah?
No, there's nothing else on the agenda.
Anything from the membership on phone? Anybody want to bring anything else up before the body, before we discuss scheduling our next meeting?
Hey, this is Joe. If we do hunt our fish, maybe we should consider calling Phil Hall. He usually likes to get involved with some of his place. Maybe we can get a discount if we double up.
I think, isn't Phil redoing his whole pond, though?
Yeah, he may not want it this year, but we should call him to find out.
I'll touch base with him, but I think without Alan going up there and fixing the pond, but I'll call Phil.
Where are you at with the excavator that he's bringing up?
It's not going to happen. He had it on rental, and there was a short window of time that he had it available, and that has now passed, so that's not going to happen.
Got it.
Okay, let's look at our calendars for next month for our meeting, and the idea would be to have the meeting at the ranch. With current state rules in the state of Utah, then it's the stay-at-home order is supposed to expire on May 1st.
The 9th is the second Saturday.
Let's see.
The 10th.
I'm ready for my meeting.
Earlier in the month?
Should we, since we're not going to have people in cabins and that kind of stuff, I would think that the 16th would probably work best for me.
So, with Memorial just days that, or, you know, what is that, the week after that?
Yeah, Memorial Day should be the 23rd.
So, would we maybe want to have that with the, in lieu of what we have to discuss? Maybe have the meeting sooner?
I'm available either the 9th or the 16th. You guys tell me what you think. Joe, does it make any difference to you whether it's the 9th or the 16th?
No, but let's check with Mariah. Are there any holidays, I mean, in between, any other event that we should be concerned with?
Well, Mother's Day is the 10th. Remember that. That's the day after.
There you go. There's one.
Normally, I would have high school graduation, but I have no idea when or what or if or what.
It's going to be over Zoom. Didn't you hear that, Larry? They're all just going to do it over Zoom.
I was just voting for him to repeat next year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, Lee. All right. Well, let's plan on the 9th. I know that it's the day before Mother's Day. Let's plan it on the 9th at the ranch. And if things change, then we'll have to reschedule for Zoom. And we'll just have it at our normal time at 11 a.m. Utah time. And we'll have an executive session at 10:30. Any objections to that?
No.
Larry, do you want the executive? Sorry, I should have let everyone respond to your question first.
Go ahead.
Do you need me to reserve that? Well, I guess it doesn't matter at this point, but for future reference, when we have meetings out at the ranch, do we need to reserve the garden cabin for executive sessions?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the somewhat likely event that they extend the don't travel, then we'll do it over Zoom. And if we do it over Zoom, then I'd like to have it earlier in the day since nobody has to travel. All right. Any questions?
Hey, Barry. It's Vance again.
Yes, go ahead.
I have just a technical thing. On your end, how did Kurt's connection with video look for you guys?
Very good. It was much better than the test run.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't on satellite anymore. Kurt, how are things
in the background, though?
Kurt, how did things go on your end, Kurt?
They went really well on my end, except the background issue.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay, and you've got no delay. I can tell that from here. So this is the first time we've done this. I've been watching. I'm watching the network. It looks like the way things are right now, we can tolerate 2, maybe 3 people at the ranch on Zoom on video. So just keep that in mind.
That's good.
All right. That was all I just needed to know. I've been collecting stats, and I'll analyze them later.
Well,
thank you for that, Vance.
Yeah, we appreciate you helping put this together and Mariah for putting together the Zoom meeting. I know it's not the most secure thing in the world, but it allowed us to see each other. And if we had had the presentation we expected, it would have been nice to screen share and everything else. So, well, if there's nothing else, then we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and I'll get on with my yard work.